prepaid card is your best bet. Do not put no bank cards on no Xbox Live. Do not put no bank card on no PlayStation Plus, on the PlayStation Network. Do not put no bank card on Nintendo Switch. Do not put no bank card on Steam. Do not put no, no. None of them.
Look here, you better go to Walmart, Target, wherever, gas station, go buy you a prepaid card.
Facts.
Get your money up. Yeah, but load it. Load it up for however much you can put on there.
Yep.
And have at it.
Yep.
What's going on, man? This is Ice Nigma.
Yeah, and this is Tee Nigma, and this is Enigmas Unchained.
Wrestling in a One Piece, the wonderful, wondrous things. Let's just get the trash out of the way first. I got something I gotta tell you, right? So it has come to my attention that Xbox is doing this thing called the Xbox Ambassador Program. Now I'm gonna pitch this scenario to you as a grown man, and I want you to give me your honest opinion, right? Somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, you know, we know that you need money. But what we want to do is set you up on a volunteer program. In this volunteer program, we're going to pay you in game points. And we're going to also pay you in Xbox Live. Not the whole year now. One every quarter, you'll get one free month for the most part. Like at least one, like almost. You'll get one quarter for free or close to that. But you'll have to deal with customer complaints from Twitter. So we're going to have you tell everybody that you're an Xbox ambassador on Twitter. So people know that when you go to answer their issues, that you were actually sent by us. There is no pay, by the way. This is volunteer work. And you are responsible for thousands of inquiries per day. What would be your answer if somebody came to you and said that?
I mean, you already turned me off when you said at the beginning that it was first is volunteer work.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid. I'm not getting paid like physical current, like actual currency. I'm getting paid in
Monopoly money.
Right, basically. I'm paying in Xbox, nonsense and shenanigans.
Yeah.
And first of all, I don't even have an Xbox Live. I don't have Xbox. Only thing Xbox I've stolen is the sound effects.
So here's
the thing they can keep.
So here's the crazy thing, right? So one of my homies, Steals Forever, appreciate him for sending this to me. and the YouTuber who is like, he be going hard in on Xbox. His name is King Thrash Gaming.
Yes.
And he be thrashing these suckers, bro. I'm talking about he be whipping they behind. So he made a video called The Truth About Xbox Ambassadors Exposed. Here's the funny part. So he has both, because in order for you to be an ambassador, you have to have like a few thousand points. And a couple of other things you have to meet with, like Twitter and stuff like that. But he has both systems, though he hates them both. He uses that as an avenue to make sure that his hate is valid. You know what I'm saying? So I can respect a man of that level of conviction that purchases the product to ensure that he was correct in his assessment. So he bought the system, and he hates Xbox. And Xbox made him an Xbox ambassador.
That is a shame.
So he went through the process of like looking through their program and seeing what they did. And literally it is a customer service job. This is what you would pay or contract a person to do inside of a call center. Mm-hmm. They would be given inquiries and issues and stuff like that, and then you would have to figure out how to solve it, right? Well, right. They're using a bunch of teenagers for free. This is a $1 trillion company almost, bro. I mean, this is Microsoft we're talking. We ain't just talking about Xbox. This is Microsoft, okay? Microsoft makes hand over fist money, right? Lots of dough. And they are flat out using children. Here's a kicker, though. Here's the part that, like, just the reason why I was had to talk about it, blew my mind. They defend it. they fight. You know, like ready to throw a fade, you know, for you telling them that they're being used as modern slave work for a $1 trillion company that can afford to pay them $35,000 to $40,000 a year.
I mean,
a piece. I mean, like, and it wouldn't hurt their budget at all. And they are fighting people. They're like literally like, you don't talk about Xbox like that. No, like,
oh goodness.
I'm sitting over here like, when will people wake up? Okay. I've worked for PlayStation. PlayStation terminated our contract for our state in 2021. They then terminated everybody's contract in the entire United States of America, Latam and the rest of the guys, in April of 2022, right? The last thing that I did for PlayStation was it called PlayStation Moderation. PlayStation Moderation is a service that pretty much goes in the background, and we dealt with reports, customer complaints, you know, and things. We had to categorize everything so that way people could get their punishments, you know, settled in the way that they should. So as an example, you would have, they would give us a play chat, like a chat log, right, that had been submitted. The chat log is like, you know, a bunch of other people talking. All of a sudden, you see a dude throw the N-word out. Oh, you N-word or something like that. And like, everybody's like, you're white. You ain't supposed to say that. You know, like you'll see it in the chat. You know, so you're supposed to say, well, I'm going to report you. And it's like, well, go ahead and report me. PlayStation can't do nothing. You know, that type of stuff. And then it shows up on my thing. And I'm like, banned for 7 days. And I send it up and they ban a person for 7 days. You know, then you have like more extreme cases like suicide. And it went there. Like, so you have people literally saying they were going to kill themselves online. That you had to deal with, right? Now, yeah. PlayStation put us in a position, it was thrust upon us in a sense. Like like they were like, well, you don't have to do it. It's like the way they said it, it bothered me after I got let go. Because I was like, so you pretty much put my soul through post-traumatic stress disorder. Because the stuff that I saw in moderation is not something that you just give a person to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to go through extensive training to deal with, like, they had cops and stuff like that that, like, did this stuff with them. Like, they have security people who've done full-fledged security with other things, right? So, the way they worded it was, well, you don't have to, because we're paying you to stay home. You get my drift? Mm-hmm. We're paying you to stay home, you know, and do certain, but you don't have to. You know,
but we want you to.
But yeah, you know, the idea was like, but we telling you that you need to do this. You know what I'm saying? Because it looks good on you if you did it. Now, this is the reason why it pissed me off. Because for me, I was one of the first ones to volunteer, first one to show up, first one to take other people's shifts, first one to do all that stuff. I was one of the first suckers fired. Mm-hmm. Right? And I called myself a sucker in that regard because I thought I was being a good employee. Ain't no such thing as a freaking good employee. Not when you work for folk that don't really care about you. I'm just being real. There's no such thing. You can only be a good employee to yourself. You own your own stuff. Everybody else don't care. That definition of good employee does not match your definition for good employee. Just gonna throw that out there. So we like did that, you know, and honestly, I truly do believe some people really enjoyed it. I think a couple people got promoted because, you know, they really took it, which I'm like, hey, no shade. I'm glad that you found your niche. You know what I'm saying? But like, I just found it very odd that likely people were being paid a lot more money to do that job at PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And they cut our pay. You know, our pay was not the same pay that we was getting because we lost money from being home.
They robbed people to pay Paul, man.
Pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So Xbox just said, hold my beer.
rather than even cut and pay or not even match, we're just not gonna pay you at all. We're just gonna make you do it for free because we'll pat you on the back. Here's the thing. There's nobody in the moderator pro in the moderator program that I can remember that can really vouch for you unless you were like full-fledged moderator. Mm-hmm. We had people on our team that were, I would say, excelled at it, which means that they just were open for more training and stuff like that. They had more opportunity to train. Like, they were throwing trainings out, and I'm like, my family needs me. I can't just drop my family because y'all called a meeting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when I'm sitting with my son when he needs me. So I was like, that don't make much sense. We had peers that were supposed to be our authority in this particular situation. So there's no way that a peer, like, after I thought about it, I was like, no, there's no way for a peer to give their word to get me another job. No. They usually looking for somebody that's higher than you, that had more power in the company than you, that can vouch for you to go to the next level. So here's a couple of tips, kids. From old T Nigma, and Ice, you could jump in here too, like, which is some real tips about not being scammed by your employer. Here's tip number one. If they ain't paying, and you can't find a person that is over the program that can even vouch for you, do not sign, do not do. So the Xbox Ambassador Program pretty much put it out. It's a blanket case, and there is not really a person over it. They had, I just get this, man. they had an ambassador program before, right?
Right.
What they did is that they used the old ambassadors to train the free ones and fired the ones that they were paying. Here's lesson number two. Watch who you're training. Watch the program that you're doing, because likely you are training either a program that will replace you, or you're training a person that will replace you.
That's pretty much the tried and true way to do that.
Yep.
That's as old as time.
Yep.
Like, I've seen it happen. It's been done to me.
Yep. It's been done to me. Yeah. I mean, like,
okay, well, you know. And then the funny thing about it on my end, they did it thinking that it'd be better, like, whoever I was training would be better at it than I would. I'd go off and do, and I, you know what I'm saying, and then I'd end up going to another area. They give it to the other person, it falls.
Yeah, yeah.
Not because I didn't train them, mm-hmm. because it's not a person, like, you know, you know how I do.
Yep.
You can go ask them. You can ask somebody.
Yeah, I mean, ISIS thought it's chill. Like, I mean, I always tell people this story about ISIS. It never makes sense to me. but it's just something about him that, like, it feels like time slows down, but he's moving at accelerated speed. It does not make sense. I mean, I'm telling you, we was on the interstate, right? And this is gonna sound unrelated, but just hear me out, people. We were on the interstate. We had just left from getting sushi, right? Everybody's in the car, packed up, everything, and I'm like, Mitchell's driving in front of me. Ice is driving in front of me. And he's like driving, but it doesn't look like his car is moving fast. I'm like, I'm about to pass this sucker right now, right? So I'm pushing the gas, and I'm like, why am I still behind this dude? Like, what's going on? And I look, I'm going 90. So I'm like, if I'm going 90, how fast is this dude going? You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like, and I tell people that all the time, when you deal with ICE, it seems like he's moving slow, but that's just because he lets off this aura that makes it feel like time stands still. You get the chill in his breath. That's why he's ice cold. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's the reason why we call him that. It's like everything stands still. So it's like when you get around him, you get in a member, he's cracking jokes and smiling and enjoying himself, speaking as slow as he want to, and you thinking nothing's getting done. But everything is finished already. Everything is, he was finished an hour ago. You're finally figuring it out that he finished it an hour ago. You're like, oh shoot, he finished? Like, yeah, he finished like an hour ago, but oh really? Like, yeah, you know, he's done. Like he that's why he's kicking it right now. You know what I'm saying? He back here sipping on some tea with us, you know, just kicking it. You know what I'm saying? They're like, why? Well, he's not doing his job. And they go and look at the area. They're like, yeah, this whole thing is clean. What? You know what I'm saying? So that thing, you know, like with him it threw me off. It took me years to like to just say, okay, there's this force field around him. And when you enter into this force field, time slows down. And then when you leave the force field, you realize you pretty much done everything you're supposed to do. It does not make sense. But it does. Like, so yeah, just to add that to his story, you know, because people normally, I can tell from when he tells me stories about his job, people don't think that he's intelligent. You know, A, because we're Southern, you know, we have a Southern accent. Unfortunately, we benefited from the white redneck culture that came from Eastern Britain that brought that culture down here. So we are partakers of the same language that they have. You go to Yorkshire, they talk just like us, yo. So I tell folks, I'm like, this is not Ebonics. I don't know why folks, this is white people. This is redneck speak from Yorkshire. I've gotten that from British people. British people have said, like, no, you sound like you're from Yorkshire. And I said, like, this is how they talk.
That's crazy.
They call chitterlings chitlins. They do all the stuff that like we do down here is something that they do over there. So we while we're in the South, black, and also we have this Southern drawl, a lot of people just don't value our intelligence. They don't think that we're smart. So they automatically pass us by because they're looking for the intelligent speaking person that's a freaking idiot. Because being phonetically able to just say words in a particular order does not mean that you're it doesn't mean that you're intelligent. It means that you practice. You know, like so I mean like that's something that I had to learn growing up, you know, like some certain people that you think they're just absolutely eloquent have scripts. They have scripts that they read or somebody else writes up for them and they have to memorize so they can phonetically say things in such an eloquent way. You know, they have a rebuttal for all your own questions because somebody wrote them a script to eloquently rebut what you have to say. But yeah, like, but back, like this whole situation is weird. So we gave you 2 points. Let me give you another one, but just based on this Xbox ambassador joint, right?
Yeah.
So there's an 18-year-old. This is the reason why like they kind of got flagged. So there was a situation where it was an 18-year-old Xbox ambassador was talking online with a customer that had like, you know, a egregiously weird name. It looked like something that a child made, which it really was. It was something that a child didn't make about their account being hacked. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Xbox ambassador talked down to this customer, right? And the customer retorted with, yo, you're talking to a grown woman. There was the mama of the kid that he was talking to.
Oh, no.
Which then he tried to back away and act like, oh, you know, everything's cool. No. And he still couldn't answer a question. Here's point number 3 for the parents this time. Do not buy a service like Xbox Live, PlayStation Plus, whatever, without it being like completely divorced from your finances. Okay. I'm talking about you need to load the account that makes it 5 times easier for you to get your money back. Do not attach your bank card to anything like this. Okay. I've been telling people that for years. Like you got PayPal, PayPal is your best bet because PayPal is a merchant fund. They will refund you and they will go to fight for you because they don't like people getting money stolen from them either. They're like, nah, that's my money too. You know, so they will fight for you. So if you got PayPal, absolutely. Cards, prepaid card is your best bet. Do not put no bank cards on no Xbox Live. Do not put no bank card on no PlayStation Plus, on the PlayStation Network. Do not put no bank card on Nintendo Switch. Do not put no bank card on Steam. Do not put no.
You better go, look here. You better go to Walmart, Target, wherever, the gas station, go buy you a prepaid card.
Facts.
Get your money up. Yeah. But load it up for however much you can put on there.
Yep.
You have at it.
Yep. You're safer that way. You know what I'm saying? But I just find it very interesting that this happened. This is happening in 2022. You know, so I'm like, you should be hip to the job by now. That, like, you know, no shade towards no gaming systems, but they're normally getting attacked by somebody. So, why would you even want your stuff in that? I mean, like, so an input person, one person, well, you got Amazon. So, like, Amazon made half the stuff you use to do anything online. AWS really rules, like, most of the cloud space on the planet. Like, it's Azure and AWS. So, what's your point? Your point is you telling me that if, because, like, when Amazon goes down, everything goes down. I don't know if you remember that joint. When Amazon went down, everything went down. AWS had a problem. And Netflix, everything shut down. People's like, what's wrong? AWS is doing the maintenance. They have a maintenance issue. Yeah. Like, so I mean, like, if they go down, the people that try to hack you, they go have their stuff go down. They're like, God dang it, no. Amazon. You need help, you know? No. Like, my shows. You an anime head. You're like, no. Come on, right. Amazon. You're like, oh. Come on, come back. You know, so yeah, but I'm just keeping it real. I mean, like, yeah, but we was like, I was like, okay, so yeah, but don't put your cards online. Don't put your cards online with no gaming console. Use their credits that they use to give you through the song that you could buy through GameStop, Walmart, Target, Toys R Us did. Best Buy. You know, get this stuff in them, right? And here's the last one that I can. And if you got any more that you want to throw in on top of this about this, you just go and throw it on top. So one of the last things that we saw was that with this thing, Microsoft has been using this as a gateway to get to YouTubers and stuff like that that are not as well known. So Phil Spencer will grace a person with his presence that probably has like maybe 5,000-6,000 people on it. So, which is still good, but it's not as good as like a PewDiePie or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. He'll come to them. Now, what you don't understand, regular person that's being taken advantage of by a gaming conglomerate. What you don't understand is that gaming is notoriously greedy. Okay? Notoriously greedy. They're one of the stupid, they're one of the most stupidly greedy things on the planet is gaming.
Yeah.
I'm being very serious when I say this thing to you. Please hear me out. I've been telling people this for the past couple of years. Sean Layden said this thing, and I quote, Sean Layden was the last. He was the president of PlayStation before Jim Ryan, right? And he said this openly when we were at E3, because I worked E3. I worked the last E3 that Sony had in 2018, in Los Angeles. I worked that joint. I was there, okay? I got to eat with this man and listen to him. He was sauced, by the way, very sauced. But he said this in an article that gaming for PlayStation will likely increase beyond $200 million for AAA games. That doesn't seem like much to you. Let me just make sure before I say this, I'm going to have to make sure that my number is correct. So Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, right? How much did this joint cost? Let me see, cost. Right? I mean, I'm being serious right now, bro. Okay, so now it costs $200 million. Right? To do Doctor Strange. Now, let's see. God of War. 2018 cost. Production cost. Trevor, not just because, you know, cost, they're going to say 60. Production cost. It was $100 million. It was $100 million plus. That was in 2018.
Right.
It's 2018. Oh. 2018. Now, let me blow your mind. In 2010 was the last God of War games, God of War 3, somewhere in the range. That game, I believe it cost like a little bit under $50 million. So the price literally went up by 200% in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now let's look at Last of Us 2. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Last of Us 2 costs a little bit over $100 million. He's not lying. He's been telling y'all the truth the whole time. He told y'all. He said, look, look, their game's going to be so... I got another example. Another example for you that's gonna make this, that's gonna drive this point home. Last of Us costs $100 million. God of War costs $100 million plus, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what costs $55 million? And that's a movie. It made billions of dollars. Yeah. Wants me to blow your mind.
Go ahead.
The Joker. The Joker was $55 million to make, and they made $1 billion at box office.
Oh, yeah.
Now, put this all together, right? What Phil Spencer and them are doing, they know that they can fool the common man with their presence. Because what it looks like an almighty man is coming down from his white tower to sit with common people. But what he's doing is that he's using you for cheap advertisement. You are cheap. Here's the final lesson. Know your value. These suckers are coming to you. Know what they're trying to, like, you got to know what they're trying to do. They know what they're doing. So they will tell you that you ain't worth a whole lot, and then you go out and do something on your own, and you find that the cash are worth quite a bit. You know, like, so I mean, like, and these cats need you because they need the audiences, they need the people that you're reaching. They need them. And they know that they can't use Zendaya. They can't use Tom Holland. Because then it will look manufactured, because they know they're getting a check, right? The customer's like, oh, that person's getting a check, man. I can't trust what they're saying about video game. And then you look at a common man, though. Common man is more believable because common man only has but so much money in the bag.
Right.
So they're coming to that. Now they're trying to execute a common man plan where they go out to the common man and use the common man for free and get a common man trinkets. Maybe a console, but that's $500. Sucker, I would rather you pay me $40,000.
Yes.
Then you pay me $500. I can buy a console on my own.
I can get mine. You know what I'm saying? And then if either one of y'all want one, then get y'all one too.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, but I'm just like just wanting to put that out there, because I was like, when I see stuff like that, it bothers me because people have been using diversity, equity, and inclusion as a way to kind of hook certain people into stuff. I'm not saying all of it is bad, but there are some things you got to protect your neck. Like, I mean, like, look, Wu-Tang Wisdom, you need to protect your neck because some folks are using these initiatives to make themselves look good so they can drive their value up by putting yours down. They got you out here doing all this diversity, equity, inclusion stuff for free? But you're doing it for the good of your community. I got that, bro. You not understand. When I was working with PlayStation, yo, they told us, you know, they want to be able to go into the communities and do events, right? I was like, that's a dope idea, right? So I led the initiative. I was doing community programs, going to restaurants, going to different I was out there. I was in community centers. I was doing all that, right? No recognition, no additional services that they gave it to other people that wasn't doing what I was doing, right? This stuff does not matter to them. They want the fame off of your work, and they will give you nothing. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely. I mean, and it's a shame that's why I don't trust any company that's worth money that says that they care about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I don't trust them because 9 times out of 10, they sell them people outside of America, and that diversity, equity, and inclusion stuff don't work outside of America. Okay. So, example, Disney, diversity, equity, inclusion, y'all, all this other blah, 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 blah. We love black folk, but then Finn is shrunken on a Chinese poster in China, on a Star Wars poster. Or, you know, LGBTQ stuff can't even be broadcast in no other countries, so they try and change the stuff out because they know they can't get picked up. So Multiverse of Madness wasn't aired in Saudi Arabia, wasn't aired in, what's the name? I forgot the name of the doggone country. But it wasn't aired in China, of course. But they were like, nope, They're like, no, we're like, China has gotten to the point now, which is they're making such great content, they don't even need America no more. And I was telling Cass that when we saying that at the beginning in 2020, we're saying like, yo, they're throwing out bangers. And you over here still ragging on trying to figure out where people need to be in diverse equity and inclusion. They out here, right? They're whipping your head with characters that you can't even make. Why do you think we had the sub Squid Games? Netflix ain't, they haven't even made a story that engaging in Netflix. If you say Stranger Things, I'll slap you in the mouth. No, it's not. Friggin' boring. Yeah, like, but yeah, I'm like oh, that's that whole thing is nostalgia bait. Until our Stranger Things, it's nostalgia.
Oh, bait. Yeah.
They use that to drum up people from the 80s and give them this mediocre story. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is not, no. If this is the best America got, we're in the bottom 100 when it comes to storytelling, because we got bangers coming from overseas. Bangers. I'm like, if it were released over here with American people, which is what they know them do, because Scorsese's done this. I'm not, no shade on you, Scorsese, but you've done it. You took Departed, and Departed was from a Korean movie. Straight up copy and paste job. You ain't fooling me. I know the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the name of the joint? The horror movies. Ring. What's the name of the woman with a girl? It was a girl in a shower. It's Jo-ong in Korean, but it's like The Curse or something like that over here. They had a Michelle Hunger to play Buffy the Vampire. So they had her in a movie, and that was Korean. You know what I'm talking about, though, right? I mean, it was a big, you know, horror. I'm like, they ain't come from us. They stealing again. Yo. So I'm telling Cass now, like, you as a common person, what a lot of these major corporations do not understand the power that you got. If you say no, and a lot of y'all say no at the same time, they can't help but listen. I'm canceling this is just for the record, canceling Disney Plus, right? Disney Plus is like my year subscription for that ends in July. I'm not renewing it. It's gone. I don't got Netflix. I'm not paying them anymore, right? I'm not doing it again. I'm not giving them any more money. I'm like, nope, we're finished here. The only services I'm gonna be paying for is Viki for my Korean, Japanese, Taiwanese, Thailand shows. Okay. Five times better, five times more superior than the stuff we got, the trash we got over here. Because everything over here is bending towards one area that nobody really wants to watch. No shade. I don't want every single character in my show to be gay. Sorry. Just don't. I don't even think most gay people want that to happen. But for some reason, they're just blinded by the lights. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, this is going to push divert. No, it's not. You're losing. You're bleeding money because this is not realistic. No place on the planet looks like this. And it's like, no shade. It doesn't look like this. So all these things together is like they're using your free time to make money for themselves. And they're making you into indoctrinated soldiers to defend them while they make money off your back and they never really pay you. Don't be the sucker. Don't be the sucker to that, man. Don't fall for these traps that these industries are making up for you. Okay? Because they're making them up for you. They think you're stupid. They think the common man is stupid. They're like, this person's stupid. He don't know what he's talking about. This dude, you know, he doesn't know what he needs to buy. We need to tell him what to buy or her what to buy. Xbox Full Out did a whole volunteer program, yo. Do you understand how jacked up our system got to be for this to even pass through? I'm surprised that there ain't no labor unions and stuff like that. Like, what's this?
That's
you know,
what I'm
saying. You're putting people to work for you? And this is like, this is the part that bothered me the most. You're dealing with people who've been scammed and hacked. I'm talking about like people who like are doing most of the complaints. Like, yo, I got hacked. I lost $150 on my account. What do I do? Xbox Best can't do nothing about that.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do? Oh, well, you know.
If they're the same age as the people that's getting scammed and hacked.
And without training on top of that. Bro, I mean, it is a miscarriage of justice that was allowed And Microsoft gets the wall free from that. We good. You know what I'm saying? We did this for the people. You know, power to the players. You know, like, what? 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 None of that? Yeah? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just like this. Yo. Yeah. You want to see me get riled up, talk about some stuff with gaming folks taking advantage of folks.
Right.
Stop saying too much. I'm a victim of that. Right. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I'm like I done lived that for 8 years. Had some good times now. I did. Yeah. But then when you go back, you're like, you should have been paying me a little bit more money for that. Yeah. It's very interesting. It's very, very interesting perspective, but don't. Moral of the story is do not sign up for this thing. Do not sign up for the Xbox Ambassador program. They do not like you. Right? They only want your cheddar. They want your paper and it wants your time. And they are using your time to make money for themselves, because what they can do then is that they can reroute their customer service folk the stuff that they care about. They gave you scraps while they take care of stuff that's going to give them notoriety and fame. And here's the other thing too. They're using people that as a face of these ambassador programs who hate video games. They hate them. They hate video games. And they'll use their families and relatives to play the games to say that they watched and they played the video games. And they're gamers because they watch games.
Yeah.
King Thrash said it best. And I'm gonna close it with this. And I was like, Broham, you got a follower and a subscriber out of me. Keep doing what you're doing. He said, you telling me that watching video games is you being called a gamer is like a person watching a take on a rocket take off into space and say that they're an astronaut.
Ah! Oh, goodness.
The two don't mix. They don't match. Ooh, it takes experience to get in this thing. You don't just get in there because you think it's a hobby and it's beneath you.
Man, please.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say about that. We got one piece to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's five times more important than this, because, like, it's one piece. But yeah, solve those enigmas. Did I lead them us off? If you cough, you sucker. If you cough, you cover up your mouth and you make sure that you wash your filthy hands. This is not an ask. This is a command.
We're coming out of bushes on y'all, man. We're coming out from behind trees.
God dang right. I mean, like, look, we don't know if they're telling the truth about this new variant. They could be making this sucker up. We don't know. Okay, but if there's a new variant, it doesn't hurt you to make sure that you ain't coughing in public on other people and sneezing on other people in public. And if you got chaps, children, for people that don't, that they're not from the South, if you have children, make sure that they cover their mouths and wash their filthy hands. Make sure that they don't touch everything that they see within their sight. Best etiquette you can have, buddy.
The hell, you a jug of sanitizer on deck?
Wash them in sanitizer.
Oh, you sneezing, huh? I'm gonna bathe you in this.
Yeah, like, just come over here.
Pass, give it.
That's all you hit. Just hit him. Just hit him with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, bah! Just hit him some more. You know what I'm saying? But we will catch you on another episode very soon.